I think most people know and understand that our immigration system, as it exists today, is badly broken. And one area where the broken system has been the most evident is in the agricultural industry. In California, our largest state, we have as many as 450,000 workers during peak season. And 90% of these workers are foreign-born, and the overwhelming majority of them are undocumented. Nationwide, it is estimated, according to the Pew Hispanic Trust, that 1.5 million laborers are undocumented. Farm workers are the foundation of the American farm. These workers do their jobs with efficiency, and it is a learned skill. And they're willing to travel from farm to farm following the harvest. Without them, fruit would rot, crops will go unharvested, and farms will fail. So it's absolutely critical that we create a stable and reliable supply of farm labor. And under this bill, farm workers would have a way forward. They come out of the shadows. They no longer have to live in fear. This would apply to those who have worked in agriculture and who will continue to work in agriculture. Ag Jobs recognizes that farm workers do a difficult job. It offers incentives to keep these skilled workers. For the first time, farm workers would have a chance to become green card holders. Their work would be legal. The Ag Jobs provision would establish a ZA visa for those workers who have been working in agriculture for at least 150 days in the past 2 years. For ZA workers who continue to work in agriculture for an additional 150 days over 3 years, or 100 days per year over 5 years, they can earn a green card once the backlog is cleared. The ZA visa is different than the Z visa because it provides reduced fines and a priority for a green card for those who have been committed to agriculture. I think all of us working on this bill feel that people who do this very difficult work year after year really deserve to be first in line once that list is the backlog is expunged for a green card. Ag Jobs will bring these hard-working men and women out of the shadows. Now, many people have said that the comprehensive immigration reform bill provides amnesty, and I want to say a word about that. And I want to say how pleased I am to be here represented with Arturo Rodriguez, who was head of the United Farm Workers Union, and a number of other people also representing these interests as well. To become a citizen, immigrants in the country illegally will have to demonstrate a real dedication to our country. They'll have to work to hold their visas. They'll have to pay a fine. They'll have to learn our language. And they do have to do this over a substantial period of time. This won't happen overnight. The Comprehensive Immigration Reform Bill would provide a working visa program. It would provide security at our borders. That's the most important thing. The first three titles of the bill are all devoted to security. Security at the border, security in the interior, strengthened employer sanctions, and so on. But most importantly, it enables us to bring order out of this broken system. To accomplish this, Congress needs to pass a bill. The agricultural worker, for anyone that goes and watches in a field, watches for an hour or more, learns about the staying power, learns about the skill, sees how tools are handled, sees the difficult part of the job, most of which is stoop labor. And I just have to tell you, I feel so strongly about this, and I'm just so pleased to work with the United Farm Workers Union and with Senator Kennedy, who's been the leader in this effort to put together a bipartisan immigration bill.